tuned to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today, I'm going to call you the teaching realtor.
Okay. Well,
you don't mind,
do
you?
That. No, that's what I do.
Because you're good with the younger group. And not that you're not good with all the group, but I think I just see a spark in you and young.
Yeah, kind of a special part of my heart. Yep.
You know,
I like working with first-time home buyers.
There you go. And you're good at it. You're good at it. Well, Pam, how are sales in your office this week?
You would think, the beginning of January and all the, the stuff going on, that nothing would be going on, but there's still listings coming on the board and sales going on the board. So, yeah. It's not like the middle of summer, but boy, things are still happening.
Well, it really is a good time if you're thinking about it to start getting the process going, isn't it?
Oh, yes. In fact, originally I was thinking, we're going to talk about, yikes, it's almost spring, which is kind of a joke this weekend. But this is the time that you should be thinking about those things. Absolutely. It's going to be March before you know it.
Oh, yet time goes fast. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a time, I mean, whether you're buyer or seller, it's a time to get things, like you say, into order, get what you need to do, take a look at what's happening.
Yeah, you got to get your ducks in a row now. Yes. Get your financing squared away. And if you're a seller, it's really important right now to be talking with the realtor, walk through the house, say, do this, don't do this, don't bother with this, do this, just almost room by room, making decisions. Because you don't want to make those decisions without talking to a realtor, because I've seen sellers make mistakes by spending money and spending energy on things that just really didn't matter, and then maybe missing some of the more important things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can folks get a hold of you?
Oh, call me anytime. 651-319-1298.
And if you're in the car or something, or you didn't have a pen handy, you can always call Edina Realty's office at 651-437-2121 and ask for the teacher, or just Pam's fine too.
Yeah.
Right. You're the only Pam in the office.
Yes, still am.
All righty. Well, Pam, do you have any specific listings?
Yeah. There's going to be. We just have, there's some stuff coming on really soon. I got some really nice things coming on the market, but I don't want to talk about them yet. So keep tuned or give me a call if you want to get details.
As we say in this business, stay tuned.
Right.
Well, let's turn to our topic of the week. It's kind of a serious topic, is realtor safety.
Yeah, and it's not the type of thing that I've normally talked about when we get together.
You know, in all these years with all the realtors we've had in here, this is the first.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ta-da. Yeah, well, and the reason that it's on my mind is, although it's something that as a realtor I think about every day. In fact, all the realtors do. Last week I did a talk down in Cannon Falls for a group called Triad. It's a combination of law enforcement and community citizens talking about ways to make their community safer, and they had asked me to come and talk about safety from a realtor's perspective. And as I was preparing my talk, I was thinking, these things that we need to watch out for on a daily basis as realtors really are pretty applicable to the general public. So I thought, hey, let's talk about it, because it is kind of interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm. So. One would never think of that, would you? I mean, it just wouldn't in your day-to-day stuff, but safety these days is a big issue.
Yeah, well, and just recently in the news, there have been a number of things that have happened. As an example, there was at an open house, there were three men that came in and attacked a real estate agent, and they used a lamp to hit him on the head, put him, down, forced him down to his knees, and now this guy was able to fight the man off, but he did end up with a cracked cheekbone and some pretty nasty gashes to the head, and you've heard occasionally every so often in the news about a realtor who ends up being attacked and killed, you know, maybe showing an empty house or during an open house or something. So it is really a serious thing. But, I mean, okay, think of it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the work that realtors do are alone and on their own. You know, you're showing clients homes and or meeting with the office or whatever, but it's usually fairly one-on-one. And a lot of times you don't know these people from Adam. You know, right. You don't know, do they have a history of drug or alcohol abuse? Do they have a criminal history or mental health condition? You don't know, you know, when you first meet them. And the properties can be located anywhere. You know, they could be in a very nice neighborhood. They could be in kind of a sketchy neighborhood. Or they could be a vacant property, you know, out in the country someplace. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we do open houses, we advertise them publicly. The exact time, the exact location that the door is going to be open and anybody can come in there. So, you know, hey, what could go wrong?
Well, and do you think, you know, I've just been running all these scenarios through my mind mm-hmm. as you're talking. Do you feel that as a female realtor, you're exposing yourself more than a male? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, wow, a woman like yourself sitting in an open house all mm-hmm. by yourself, and mm-hmm. wow.
Yeah, well, and there are a lot of safety precautions that I think maybe women take more than men. I know female realtors that pack guns.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple things that I have. In fact, I was going to bring it with me, and it's out of my purse. But it looks like an oversized lipstick, but it's a stun gun. And let me tell you, you push that button, and there's this very scary-sounding electrical zap, and it would slow you down for a minute. And the whole purpose of something like that, of course, is just give you a few extra seconds to get out of a bad situation and go get help. Mm-hmm. Pepper spray, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of precautions that you do take. One of them, for example, is I really prefer not to show a house to somebody unless I've met them at the office first. And so if you are a buyer or a seller, and particularly a buyer, I'm thinking, and the realtor says, yes, let's meet at the office, and maybe asks to make a photocopy of your ID and gets a lot of contact information, don't be surprised, because it's an extra layer of protection. People then know who it is that you've met with, and it's nice to have them meet you too, you know, other people in the office, you know, to see you. and then I often have people come do the open house with me or pop in. My husband pops in a lot, you know, when mm-hmm. I do open houses, or people that mm-hmm. I know, my daughters come, you know, so that you're not alone.
Yeah.
But I tell you, one thing that I've learned as a realtor that almost everybody should be aware of is, well, for example, when you arrive at a home, you know, just take a minute before you get out of the car. Just look around. You know, anything look out of place? Is there somebody loitering that's making you uncomfortable? Are there places that somebody could hide? You know, always be aware of that. I park out in the street instead of in the driveway, because if you did need to run for help and make a ruckus, you're going to get a lot more attention out on the curb than you are up by the house.
And it's easier to put a car and drive to get away than it is to have to back up and
exactly.
look for traffic. And yeah,
and not Makes get sense. Blocked in.
Yes.
You don't want to get blocked
that,
in.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I noticed a lot of firemen and police officers will park their car facing out. Have you noticed that?
That's
you know, the
right.
back end.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and that allows you to get out, you know, so much quicker
mm-hmm.
When you go out that way.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I was talking to my brother Bob before I did this talk. He's a retired state trooper. And in fact, he had some really good advice. I remember when he was a rookie saying, okay, now when you're driving on the road, he goes, always figure that everybody else is on the road is an idiot and they're going to do dumb stuff. For example, never drive, don't hang out in the left lane, because that's where somebody going the wrong way is going to be. And it happens more than you would imagine.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and then this was the main thing, and this was my main takeaway, that the main thing I want to kind of share with people is call it two words, situational awareness. In the driving example, as you're going down the road, you're always looking, you know, good quarter of a mile ahead. Why is that guy tapping on the brake? Are there some deer in the way? Is it an icy spot? Is there another driver having some problems? What's the issue? Be prepared a quarter of a mile away so that you don't wait until you get there. And the same thing, he goes, so, do you have a cat?
We do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got an indoor cat,
mm-hmm.
what is that indoor cat aware of? Well, he knows where his litter box is. He knows where the food dish is and probably about when the food is going to be delivered. He knows where that hot, sunny spot is on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe or maybe not, he's aware of where you are. You know,
mm-hmm.
cats, they're that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's his situational awareness. We have outdoor cats.
Okay.
When I look at my outdoor cats, they're sitting on the porch, but their ears are always twitching. They're always, like, looking these mm-hmm. quick, fast movements because they are always, always, always aware of their surroundings.
Yes.
Is there a coyote nearby, a raccoon, somebody going to take their food? They hear a loud noise. Bam, they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And can they ever hide? They have good places to hide.
Yes.
And the thing is, if you don't want to corner them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they will fight
mm-hmm.
for their life.
Yep.
And so when it comes to safety in everyday life, you don't want to be an indoor cat. You want to mm-hmm. be an outdoor cat.
Our cat used to be an outdoor cat. He came uh-huh. up to the house. It took Barb a whole summer for him to get...
Oh, to warm up.
To warm up. and he's very smart. We haven't had a mouse in our house since then.
Yeah.
Since he, you know... But if he has to do his thing, he does what the dogs do. He goes by the door and meows, and he goes out and does it and comes back in.
Oh, crazy.
I know. It's just, and in the winter, he spends more time. Now, in the summer, we see very little of him in the house.
Uh-huh.
But I see him sitting, he's sitting out there like exactly like
just
he said.
Waiting.
Just, well, I mean, mm-hmm. looking out at the.
Always watching, always aware.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, one of those things, and it's not just realtors, but if you're in a house alone with somebody, you never let a stranger get in between you and the doorway or your path of escape.
Wow. I never thought
ever,
of that.
Okay. Ever.
Okay.
You never let yourself get pinned in a room where the other person is blocking the doorway.
Okay.
You never, during an open house, if you've ever come to one of my open houses, you've probably noticed, I don't usually go down in the basement while people are down there. I'll mm-hmm. stand in the stairway and talk with you from there. If there's a whole bunch of people coming and going, and families, I love families mm-hmm. when there's kids and stuff, because then it's a whole different dynamic. Yeah. But you never want yourself to get pinned into a situation that you can't escape from. You always have a way that you can escape. And that's not just realtors, but it's something that I've become really aware of as a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and then, something that I'll just mention when buyers are going to open houses, this isn't so much a safety thing, but an awareness thing. I don't know how legal this is, but I am aware that many, many sellers have video recordings or audio recordings going all the time.
Okay.
So when you're going through somebody's house, you just want to be aware that you might be listened to and watched as you're looking at the house.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say or do anything you really wouldn't want to be recorded. Yeah.
Wow. Boy, it's now when you become a realtor, do they run through like a safety course with you? Is that part of it? Or?
You know, there really hasn't been anything official.
Okay.
Although it's a topic that we talk about, you know, on a fairly regular basis. Yeah, maybe I should start doing classes on personal safety.
Well, you know, I never thought of it. And like I say, all the years we've been doing this show is that it does kind of represent the time and day and age that we live in, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be really...
Yeah, and mostly I think it's simply being aware. You know,
mm-hmm.
of your surroundings. And if you do have something like, I've got this little stun gun zapper thing. If you do get cornered and you're forced to defend yourself,
mm-hmm.
run through in your mind what you're going to do, because you never know when you're going to be in a situation that's not good. It happens. You have to expect the unexpected always. Mm-hmm. And violence is violent. Yeah. And you have to be mentally prepared. I'm going to defend myself. If somebody is attacking you, you have to say, I'm going to fight, kick, scream, do whatever it takes to get myself out of the situation. I'm not going to curl up in a fetal position and give up and die, because then maybe you will. You want to say, I'm going to get out of here and do whatever it takes. Improvise weapons. Get out as soon as you can. If you do decide to use something like my little zapper, zap them in the eyeballs and mm-hmm. anywhere that it's going to hurt over and over again, whatever it is, don't drop it. But just mentally rehearse in your mind, and even also with 911, practice in your mind exactly what you would say, because you've got to speak clearly when you do talk to them. You know, hi, this is Pam Collins. I'm at, 123 Elm Street, and I've been attacked, and I need some help quick. You know, and if you, and one of the law enforcement officers said, if you can't talk on the phone, he said, throw it under the couch someplace, but keep it on so that the dispatcher can hear what's going on. I thought, mm-hmm. oh, what a great idea.
That is.
Yeah.
And I suppose in this day and age where there's not a lot of landlines and they know exactly where the call's coming from,
yeah.
cell phones are all over.
Yeah. You know, yeah, but, you know, they have pretty good GPS,
yeah.
pinpoint accuracy.
And that would give them the time to use that and find it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. yep, exactly. Yeah. So those are just a few of the things. I mean, there's a lot. There's, mm-hmm. a lot to be aware of. But I guess just bottom line,
awareness.
Be an outdoor cat.
I was thinking,
okay? Yes. Be aware of whatever your situation is, and always just kind of mentally rehearse your plan that you're going to do for your own personal safety.
You bet. Yeah. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
It's been fun, and it's been very educational.
Good, good.
Thank you, Pam.
Teacher Pam.
There you go, Teacher Pam. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our host today, Teacher Pam Collins from Hastings Edina Realty. If you want to get a hold of Pam, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or you can give her a call at the Hastings office of Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. This is KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.